because 20% of the greenhouse gases, especially carbon, comes from deforestation and forest degradation.
You know, in the U.S., it seems the rainforests are so far away, it's hard to imagine what I can do to have some effect on their future. What can someone like me do to save the rainforest?
Even though we live very far from the Amazon or from the Congo forest or from the Southeast Asian blocks of forest, these three are the major lungs of the planet. They control the climate very far away. So the planet is very small when you come to discuss about these huge ecosystems.
But what is it I can do to change things?
Well, one thing that I think is very, very important, especially here in North America, when the legislators are discussing this issue at the Capitol Hill, is to influence your legislator, convince him or her that dealing with the climate change is a very important issue and that it is very important to have legislation that will facilitate this. Because no matter how much we know and recognize the dangers, until our leaders give us legislation around which we can work, it just continues to be talking. And we need this legislation. So I hope citizens will call their leaders.
What specifically can the United States do to save rainforests around the world?
Well, I think that one of the agreements that we are hoping will take place in Copenhagen, and America will be part of this. In fact, we hope that America will provide the leadership in Copenhagen, is to agree on a financial mechanism that will help countries that have huge forests, the Amazon, the Congo, the forest in Indonesia and Borneo in that region, that there will be money that will be made available so that these countries will be financially compensated so that they keep these forests standing. Now, if America, the United States of America, if she's left out the way she was left out in Kyoto, we can't go very far because, believe me, America, her actions, her attitude influences the thinking in the world. So I'm hoping that America will provide the leadership and will also contribute towards the financial mechanism that is needed to support forests.
In your leadership of Greenbelt in your native country of Kenya, you've used the action of planting a tree as a political statement. In the U.S., we spend a lot of time talking about using less fossil fuels, but there's not a lot of talk about planting trees. Are we missing part of the solution?
I think it's very important to encourage farmers, individual citizens, to plant trees. And I'm very happy to know that in some of your states, tree planting has been embraced as one of the solutions. It's one of the activities that every one of us citizens can do and feel good about it and teach kids to do it, because every tree will count. And when there are 7 billion of us almost in the whole world, so you can imagine if every one of us planted a tree and made sure that tree survived, can you imagine the impact?